I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Armenia and Azerbaijan reported dozens of casualties and soldiers missing last week after a fresh outbreak of fighting. Russia mediated a new ceasefire. Last year, the two countries fought a 44-day war, which resulted in Azerbaijan seizing control of Armenian territory. That conflict killed over 6,000 soldiers and civilians. Eric Mock with the Slavic Gospel Association says this situation's putting a lot of stress on Armenian civilians. SGA recently spoke to several Armenian pastors.
Some of them even had served in the military and wondered if they would even survive, and by God's grace, they did. But they talked about this deep pain, this fatigue that they have over always being embattled.
Ask God to encourage Armenian Christians. Through SGA, you can support Armenian churches as they give help and hope to their communities. And Syria and Lebanon have a tumultuous history. Syria occupied Lebanon for nearly 30 years, resulting in much hardship for the Lebanese. Nuna of Triumph at Mercy Lebanon says she and her family experienced a great deal of hardship during this time.
I had my father killed during the war, and we lost our home. And I lost many friends. I know of people who died because of the Syrian shelling.
The Syrian civil war that began in 2011 has created a great deal of hardship for the Syrian people themselves, with millions becoming refugees. However, Nuna chose forgiveness, and because of this choice, she's able to minister to refugees who don't often see a great deal of kindness. To learn more about Triumph at Mercy Lebanon and their work, go to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, and it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.